This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump urged U.S. states to crack down on violent protests that have engulfed cities. Several media outlets reported the president made a private call to governors saying, quote, you have to dominate. If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. They're going to run over you. You're going to look like a bunch of jerks, end quote. He reportedly also said to arrest people to restore order after a sixth straight night of vandalism and looting. It all stems from anti-racism, anti-police brutality protest over the weekend, that from George Floyd's death. The former police officer charged in the case is due to make his first appearance in a Minnesota court soon. Three other officers with him at the arrest have been fired but do not face any charges. George Floyd is the black man who died while being detained by police 1 week ago. He stopped breathing after a police officer knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes, at one point saying he couldn't breathe. U.S. health officials warn there could be a new surge in coronavirus cases following the protests of the death of George Floyd. Protesters have been seen with and without masks at demonstrations around the United States in recent days. Social distancing is hard to observe in normal conditions, but it is almost impossible during a protest. With nearly 1.8 million COVID-19 infections, the U.S. has more cases than anywhere else in the world. There have been more than 100,000 COVID-19 deaths in the states. Worldwide, nearly 6.2 million people have been infected and more than 372,000 of them have died. The World Health Organization stressed Monday the new coronavirus has not suddenly become less pathogenic following claims by a leading Italian doctor that COVID-19 had lost some of its potency. If you'd like more on these and other stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. In addition, the WHO said Monday it wants to keep working with the United States despite President Trump's decision to cut ties with the UN Health Agency. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said U.S. involvement with the organization had made a great difference over the decades, and it's WHO's wish for this collaboration to continue. From Russia to France, Italy, and Britain, countries have started to emerge from months-long lockdowns, cautiously adopting a post-pandemic version of normal. Bars began to serve again in Finland and Norway, albeit with distancing restrictions or shortened hours, while some schools in Britain and Greece opened their doors again. The decision to allow schools to partially open in Britain drew criticism from some who accused Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government of moving too fast to end a lockdown that he's been accused of being too slow to impose. COVID-19 cases are spreading quickly in Latin America, particularly in Brazil. Millions of people returned to work in the Philippine capital of Manila Monday as one of the world's strictest and longest coronavirus lockdowns was eased to help resuscitate an economy that has been battered by the closure. Public transport such as trains and shuttle buses were allowed to operate in Manila, but on a limited scale. In Italy, two of Rome's most iconic tourist attractions have opened their doors to visitors, but under dramatic new conditions to reduce crowds and the possibility of contagion after 3 months of coronavirus shutdown. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At the Vatican museums, masked visitors have waited in line, spaced apart, to then have their temperatures taken before being allowed in to tour the Sistine Chapel and other treasures. While across town, another big attraction, the Colosseum, has also opened, but just to small groups of reservation-only visitors. The ancient site's director says the reopening, albeit under strict security and hygiene norms, is a sign of hope and a sign of restarting in a positive way with a different pace. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Israel, the Internal Security Service has been tracking everyone's cell phones for the past 2 months to determine who might have been in contact with coronavirus patients. They got their information from a technology developed to fight terrorism. Israeli security professionals say they are aware of legitimate concerns about privacy, but the coronavirus is a national emergency. While some human rights groups have raised some privacy concerns, most Israelis support the action. The country's Supreme Court has ruled to make sure the measures do not become permanent. Iran's health minister said Monday the country could face a second, stronger wave of new coronavirus infections if people ignore guidance and social distancing rules. From Washington, via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.